fifth parak of Ovis, seventh mission. Shiva Dvarim Begoilam. Seven things a goilam does. A goilam means an unfinished product. So a human being that doesn't use his seichel properly, doesn't think things out properly, is a goilam, because the thing that makes a person is a seichel, not his body so much. The shiva b'chocham, a chocham is a wise person who knows the way to live his life. A chocham ain't a medaber mipnei mishu godly man of a chochma. A wise person who understands what it means to have seichel does not speak in front of people that are greater than him in chochma, because since he appreciates wisdom, he could appreciate the fact that people that are wiser than him are really wiser than him. A person who thinks he's the wisest person on the planet, and he's the only one that thinks that way, is missing something. That's called a goylem. Somebody else is talking, he lets them finish, because a chacham knows how to listen. The person always, or even at times, when somebody's talking to him in the middle, he suddenly jumps in, means he's more interested in hearing what he has to say than what the other person has to say. You want to interact with somebody, you have to know how to listen. Same thing. He's not in a rush to show off his great intelligence by giving answers immediately. He thinks things over. Some people think that if they spend a little time to think over their answer before their answer, they may be thought not to be the world's living genius. Which is, once again, a title which is not necessary. A title is a person that thinks things out. That is another midah v'chochem. Shoyel ke'inyan u'meshiv ke'alocha. When he asks something, he also makes sure that he asks something, but he thinks it out before he asks the question. The person has to know how to ask the question to see what really is the issue and present the question properly. I know there were various gedolim that had a hard time hearing, but if they really wanted to, they could have heard the shailas being presented to them, but they dafke asked the people to write it down, because they knew. I heard from one of them, he told me that they knew that if people say it verbally, they don't organize their thoughts, and you can speak for 10 minutes and not get the question. If you have to write it down, so people articulate their thoughts. A kohen mechacham doesn't have to write it down. When he asks a question, he asks it in meshiv kalocha. Also, when he answers, he makes sure he answers the proper answer, well thought out, in respect to both halachic and metzias. Also, if there are topics discussed, he addresses the first one first and the later one later. He's not afraid to say that I didn't hear something. And he is also moidal emes if he made a mistake and he realizes he made a mistake, or somebody makes him aware that he made a mistake. That is the real chochmah. The chochmah is, once again, the person who appreciates chochmah. And chochmah is not what people think of you, it's what you are. And therefore, all these things are easy for him. The chilufim, the goylem. This goylem, which is the unrefined, unfinished person, is the opposite of all the above, which basically means, I'll say it very quickly, that he does feel a need to speak and voice his opinions, even though there are people greater than him present. And when he has a hard time hearing things from other people, he interjects into them. If he's asked something, he gives a quick answer without necessarily thinking it out. When he asks a question, he doesn't think it out properly. He's not organized in his thoughts or in his interactions in conversation with other people. And he heard everything. There was a Rav that gave a discussion with non-religious Jews. And they asked him all kind of questions. It was not Ketah Loch and different in Yadim. And one question they asked him, he didn't know the answer to. So he said, I don't know the answer. I have to check it out. At the end of this whole evening, they asked the non-religious people, what was the most impressive part of the evening? And most of them said the fact that he was able to say that he didn't know, because he could have told us whatever he wanted. That's what they were used to. Yeah. And Kamuvan, he's Moedel Emes. If the truth comes out, even if he made a mistake, he's willing to accept it.